SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The winter-weary Northeast getting back on its feet today following yesterday's record-setting snowfall that paralyzed parts of the region.
Government workers and a powerful railroad snow-clearing machine named Darth Vader are scrambling to dig out the northeastern United States from a brutal snowstorm. Forecasters are warning that another storm could be right around the corner. Meteorologists are calling Monday's storm the strongest in a decade. It dumped more than 2 feet of snow, canceling thousands of flights. Now, roads are beginning to reopen, mass transportation is coming back online, and power has returned for some of the hundreds of thousands who had lost electricity.
And correspondent Lisa Dwyer says Rhode Island takes the prize for snowfall this time around, more than 3 feet on the ground in Providence. Widespread power outages and flight delays do persist across the region. All eyes on President Trump tonight as he delivers his State of the Union speech, offering him a big stage in a crucial midterm election year. The Heritage Foundation's Alan Mendenhall tells the Salem Radio Network it also gives the president a chance to cut through all of the media spin.
Everyone knows that the press on all sides politically have been trying to, get people to view politicians this way or that way. And most Americans across the country are now getting used to that. They know how to spot bias.
Tonight's Democratic response will be delivered by Virginia's newly elected governor, Abigail Spanberger. Russia unleashed its military on Ukraine 4 years ago, and what some thought would be an easy, quick victory for the Russians has proven anything but. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow up 367 points. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center takes a look at religion around the globe. We get details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
In nearly 40% of all the nations on Earth, one faith group makes up 90% or more of the population. You might think of those places as predominantly Muslim, and 34 of them are. But actually, 38 countries are 90% plus Christian. Overall, 31% of the people on Earth are Christians, compared to 26% of them who are Muslim. However, the Muslim population is growing faster. Michael Harrington reporting.
Barcelona's towering Sagrada Familia Basilica has reached its maximum height, although the basilica does remain years away from being completed. A crane placed the upper arm of a cross atop the Tower of Jesus Christ over the weekend, the soaring central piece of the tallest church on earth, first stone of the basilica placed in 1882. This is SRN News. For stargazers, a planetary alignment is in store this upcoming weekend.
It's what's called a planetary parade. It happens when multiple planets appear to line up in the sky at once. On Saturday, go outside about an hour after sunset and venture away from tall buildings and trees. Look to the western sky and spot Mercury, Venus, and Saturn close to the horizon. Jupiter will be higher up along with Uranus and Neptune, but those last two are only visible with binoculars and telescopes. I'm Haya Pinchwani.
An estimated 31,000 registered nurses and other frontline Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers will be returning to work following a 4-week strike in California and Hawaii. They were demanding better wages as well as staffing. The union says significant movement at the bargaining table prompted an end to the walkout. More details at SRNnews.com.